there's a lot in the Psalm that I just read, but one part that stands out, usually when you read a passage from the Bible, something stands out in your head. What stood out for me is, let the hills sing. And of course, what did I think of? What do you think I thought of? Yes. How many times have you seen The Sound of Music? This means hundreds. For me, the same. I think it's too many to remember. And somehow, I don't remember the entire film clearly. I mean, I can pick out pieces of it, but I don't always remember this film completely clearly. I usually block out the danger and fear in the film in favor of the music. And every time I think of the film, now get the vision in your head. What's the first vision of the film that you see? On the mountain. I see the advertisement. Maria on the mountain with the hills are alive.
With the sound of music.
And this week's Bible reading from Psalm 98. Even though it has an undercurrent of danger, fear, and enemies kind of in there, it seems overshadowed by praise to God. It seems overshadowed by celebration. And I know overshadowed sometimes is a negative word, but this is the positive way, I guess. It seems overshadowed by hills that seem to come alive with music. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills sing together for joy. It's probably no secret to you that I love music. Now, I have favorite kinds, but, you know, music, just in general, it has the ability to calm. It has the ability to uplift, to jog memory, to inspire, to bring about tears, and really to simply bring goodness all around. I think that music brings peace and blessings and joy. And today, with music and more, we're celebrating with great joy. I want to share with you now a letter. It's a message of Christmas joy from the General Minister and President of the United Church of Christ, Reverend Joffrey Black. Here's what he says. Dear sister and brother travelers and followers of the way, with you I share the joy of anticipation of even greater joy. It is the joy that comes in the assurance of God's love for us and God's eternal presence with us. Today we celebrate God's desire and initiative to be present with us in the person of Jesus, the child born to Mary and Joseph. However we choose to celebrate this season, it will be, it is a blessing, if this is the truth. At its core, this is the truth. God's love for us is revealed to us in the birth of Jesus. In Him we receive the essence of God's mercy, forgiveness, justice, and peace. Because Jesus showed the way, we have the promise of life eternal. These are gifts. Gifts of God. In Christ we are blessed to receive them. Yes, we know there are also difficult times for people throughout this land and around the world. So let us be mindful that the God of our blessing also calls us to be servants in the service of humankind. An even greater joy is the joy that comes as we show compassion and generosity through acts of love and the quest for justice and care for all of God's children and creation. This we do in the name of Jesus, born of Mary and Joseph, who in the fullness of time grew up to become our Savior and Liberator. So may peace, blessings, and the joy of this sacred season be yours this Christmas and throughout the year to come. It's from Reverend Joffrey Black. Peace, blessings, and joy. That's how Reverend Black says it. That's what's woven through this Christmas season and today on this Christmas day. Oh, in so many ways it's woven through music. The beautiful music from last night. The music that we're singing with requests today. The music that you might turn off in the car when the radio comes on and Rudolph is on just one too many times. Oh, but this peace, blessings, and joy woven through music. And I know, just as Reverend Black says it, we don't always feel like singing. Too tired. Too sad. Too much busy. You know, I had a wonderful, wonderful vacation the last week. I was in Florida with my parents, and so it was, you know, from around the 16th until late at night on the 22nd. Great weather. It was 80 degrees. I know that it's great weather here, but 35 or 40 is not 80. I know that. And so I was that guy getting off the plane that still had their shorts on from being in Florida. And so as I'm walking off the plane and I have camo shorts on, and one woman looks and says, "Did you see that guy with the shorts on? He's crazy." You know. Great activities, great togetherness. And then we came home to a house that had been robbed. It wasn't ransacked. There wasn't any damage. And really, we didn't even notice we had been robbed for about an hour after getting home. The thieves took things that were strategically placed that we wouldn't really notice, that the house sitter wouldn't notice when they came in to check on the cats. But we still had things stolen, electronics, about half the Christmas presents that were under the tree. We didn't notice it until we started going through. Oh, we got to, wait a minute, this isn't here, this isn't here. And then we called the police then in the morning, and it was like CSI in our living room. I mean, the police officers going around, they're taking pictures, don't move anyone, don't touch anything, and dusting for fingerprints, checking for clues, taking a cast of footprints outside next to the gate. Everything that was stolen from our house is replaceable. The police and our insurance company have been very helpful. Now that feeling of being violated and angry, that's still around. It's not a peace, blessings, and joy kind of feeling in our home, at least around that. But through all of it, you know, I can see the... I'll get emotional because it feels that way. And it's not even about something super touching, but I can see the scene at the end of the movie The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. Oh, the Whos in Whoville come out to sing and celebrate, even after being robbed. And the music helps to bring calm, peace, and hope. So, may the hills continue to sing. May the music be woven throughout our lives. Let the music play. Let it calm, uplift, motivate, jog memory, inspire, bring about tears, and simply bring goodness all around. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. God has remembered. And may we all truly know the reality of God's steadfast love. Amen.